From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. This week, the words of a friend helped change Alfonso Cunningham's life. Stay tuned to find out how words helped share the love. We've heard about it time and again, the power of a positive word and how what we say can impact someone's life. Abandoned at the Spanish Town Hospital after being taken there for a visit, Alfonso Cunningham thought he was doomed to a life of penury. He thought very little of himself growing up. He was the second child born to a family that already had a disabled son, so the burden would be too heavy. Alfonso had osteogenesis, his bones broke easily, confining him to a wheelchair.
No mother, no father. I grew up in a foster care home, a place called Glenoak, place. But I was born in St. Catherine, a place called Tyspen. They didn't come back, so the hospital transferred me to the government.
While at Glen Hope, he would visit Sir John Golding Rehab Center for Physical Therapy and other classes. He had friends, but never thought he would ever amount to anything. He would watch his colleagues play sports and train, never thinking one day that could be him.
I used to look down on myself in terms of disability, because I was a disability. I didn't see myself reaching there. As I was saying, you know, I'm not that strong. You know, my disabilities, I said, and this is a broken bone, I use it to break. If I fling too far, my bone might crack, pop, or something.
Until one day, a friend, Paralympic coach Neville Sinclair, spoke words which would later prove true.
And he said, no, don't watch that. I mean, no, with you, you're going to be a world beater. You're going to be a world record holder. He said, no, sir, never. I'm too weak for that. I'm not smart enough for that. So when he said, I laugh. Not like that. Never interested in that at all. Never like it. I get invited by my coach, never. He was an athlete back then. I used to pick up the implement. Just like when I tried, I used to go there and pick it up for him because my animal's friend back then. So he used to invite me to just come in cover people, be a part of sports. I said, no. He said, why? I don't like it because I have to choose so far and still never interested. So he said, all right, I'm going to come tomorrow. That is in 2000. So I hide, I hide. So I hide him out for 3 years.
His low self-esteem kept him from trying. But when he finally did, he never looked back.
So I said, I'll take a deep breath and make that run then. So I did make the run and I ended up getting 2 medals. Goal in a javelin and goal in a discus.
His very first attempt on the global stage earned him gold. He has since gone on to compete and win in several other international competitions. He now uses his renewed sense of self-worth to inspire others who feel like he once did.
People reaching out to me, I know people come to me one time and said, you know, you have been inspiration to me and so forth. That's why I continue.
He is encouraging all persons with disabilities and children who find themselves without hope to keep pressing on.
Just continue to go for the dream, not look down on himself. You know, continue to push for what they want. Pray. Never leave God out of nowhere. You know, just believe in himself and continue to work hard on it. Because I did the same and it happened. It don't take 1 day or 2 days for Bill. It take me 13 years. Where I reach where I am now. So there's just work hard and just continue. Don't give up.
Your words are seeds planted in the lives of others. What fruit will your words bring forth? We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how you eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me sinus boy in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.